Right now at 8:51, 61 degrees. It's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have ourselves a little bit of rain that's going to be moving across the Midwest over the next 2 days. So field work opportunities isn't going to be quite as great as what we've had in recent past days. We've got some southeast to east winds blowing across parts of the Midwest this morning. You can probably feel the thickening humidity in the atmosphere. It's going to be a rather humid day today. It will warm up. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures today working their way into a seasonably warm range of probably 70s across a fair amount of the region. The odds are fairly good that we'll see the cloud cover kind of hinder some of the warming trend as we get into the afternoon, but we will see those temperatures get a little bit better this afternoon. I do expect to see a continuation of relatively warm conditions still yet tomorrow. I think that we'll lose the potential for getting over 80 degrees, which we'll have this afternoon in parts of Kentucky and southern Ohio. But outside of that, I don't think it'll be a bad day tomorrow. We do have the cloudiness around and the shower activity that will be prevailing. Now, most of the precipitation that's going to occur over these next 2 days is going to be somewhat erratic, so some areas will get a lot more moisture than others. The precipitation should be focused today on areas like Illinois and parts of Iowa and southern Wisconsin. There'll be some lighter showers in Indiana, but it probably will be very erratic, and fieldwork will probably be able to advance around that precipitation. In fact, there may even be some potential for that in other areas like in Illinois and parts of Missouri, because we aren't expecting just a solid line of precipitation. So some areas may be able to work a little bit longer than others. Tomorrow we'll see the precipitation still across the majority of the eastern Midwest, and again, it will occur as scattered showers. A little bit more likely that we'll see delays occur in field work tomorrow, just simply because of the moisture that will have already occurred by that point and the additional showers that are expected. The window of opportunity for getting back into the fields will probably be best for Friday into Sunday. During that time period, we will expect to see a good three-day period there of dry conditions. It'll be relatively warm, and we should see the ground firm up fairly quickly, since the majority of the precipitation that occurs over these next few days isn't going to be large volume. We will expect a tenth of an inch upwards to three-quarters of an inch overall today and tomorrow combined. There could be a couple of counties that could get upwards to an inch. And for those wetter biased areas, that may be too much moisture, and we may still be sitting on the sidelines in those pockets. But for the most part, the precipitation should be light enough that a day or two days of sunny skies and warm temperatures should be sufficient for us to get into the fields aggressively, at least on Sunday. And some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest will likely still have good weather on Monday as the next round of precipitation begins to work its way further to the east across the region. I do expect to see the temperatures stay fairly warm. Like I said, we'll see a lot of 60 and 70-degree temperatures as we go through the weekend and into the first part of next week. And there will be some lower 80s possible as we get into the first part of next week. Maybe Sunday and Monday in particular, those warmer temperatures will be in the south. So as I said, we should see some accelerated drying take place, and a pretty good chance that we'll squeeze in a day or two of good field working opportunity. In the meantime, I think we have to stay focused on a little bit longer range forecast for next week. There's a fairly good chance we'll be seeing a higher succession of storm systems marching across the Midwest, and this means that there will be less dry weather between events. And so the opportunity for getting into the fields and being aggressive next week is going to be a little bit more limited. It's not to say it'll be a rain out, but I think it'll be difficult to see the kind of progress being made next week that we have seen this week. And in hard red winter wheat country, it still looks fairly good, a good mix of weather out there, rain and sunshine both. I don't think there's too much to be concerned with at the moment, but keep your eye on that region. If they get any more rain of significance without good drying conditions, wet weather disease is going to become an issue. So we'll keep an eye on that. I don't see that as a problem right this moment. And down South America, everything looks status quo to me. I think we'll see some improvement in second season corn development conditions in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil, as we get out into the late weekend, more likely early to midweek next week, I guess. And Argentina will start a much-needed drying trend that will be most significant next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot, and have a great day.
You do the same.